and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively,
we are the hosts of Podcast DX.
I'm sorry,
Ron. On today's show, we're going to talk about how you can share your health story and why you might want to.
Sure. And why don't we start off with podcasts, something we know a little bit about.
Okay.
So you can, if you want to be featured on a podcast as a guest, I would suggest that you look for podcasts that are geared towards health, patient stories, or look up your specific health condition on whichever podcast application you use.
Like multiple sclerosis? Or,
right. Yeah. On Apple, you know, Apple or Himalaya or iHeartRadio or Stitcher or Breaker or Overcast or TuneIn Radio or Spotify or Pandora or any Pulse or any of the other places where you can get a podcast, search out your specific condition or symptoms. And then you could also see if your hospital where you receive treatment, they might have their own podcast, and they might want to interview patients to hear about their wonderful experience at their hospital.
Northwestern Medicine does a TikTok. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just podcast. I know you didn't talk about TikTok.
No,
but
I
they
didn't.
They do a weekly TikTok on, what did I have done? The gastro guy. The
fund application?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Right.
One just on that, or?
Well, on different GI things. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, check in with your local hospital for also for TikToks.
Right, and you might be a featured guest on that. And then listen to these podcasts and find out more about the show, their interview style, and if you are, you know, still interested in being a guest on that show. And then make sure you visit their corresponding websites or social media links. Mm-hmm. And then to sign up as a guest, there might be a sign up page like we have on our website, or you can send them a direct message through social media or on LinkedIn, or maybe even send them an email. And you're going to want to tell them why you like their specific show and want to be featured on their specific show, what you would like to talk about, and how it might benefit their listeners.
Right.
And then have a clear idea about what you are going to be talking about. And you might even want to ask them for their questions in advance so you can think about it. And then when the episode does air or drop, make sure you promote it on your social media so that people that follow you can take a listen.
Oh, absolutely.
That's good advice.
Right. Another thing that I think that you should do if you want to share your story is to blog. I recently got into blogging. I do it every day. Mm-hmm. And you could look at other blogs for inspiration. But a blog is basically like a diary that you're sharing with the world, I think.
Right.
Is that a good way to put
it? Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
And my blog that I post for the book that Jean and I both wrote will always have an audio component, typically a song, almost always a song, but sometimes there'll be a different audio component. So I try to interlace different media in my blog. But you might want to use pictures in your blog. You might want to use maps in your blog. You might want to use diagrams in your blog. But just blog every day.
And if that seems overwhelming,
it could be quick.
Right, but if it does seem overwhelming, ask someone whose blog you like if you could be a guest blogger.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so be a guest blogger on someone else's blog. Because this way you don't have to really commit to the everyday.
Right.
But it gives you a chance to get your information out there.
All right. That's
and,
a good that's
yeah,
a good
get a feel
point.
For it.
All right.
God, I feel so old and out of touch. I know people do this. This is just not.
But Ron, I just started this. Just like TikTok. I was very, very, I'm still slow on doing. I am getting better. I am like reposting TikToks on our TikTok account that are appropriate, you know, like things that have to do with the COVID vaccine or whatever.
Right.
We aren't posting as many raw data ourselves yet because I kind of, well, running season, I guess. Mm-hmm. I kind of got wrapped up in other things, but we are going to get back to posting our own TikToks. But you can all, I guess that's kind of like being a guest on somebody. You share other people's, and that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm consider myself more old school.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I was just going to bring up public speaking, speeches.
Oh, right, right.
But that's got to be something that you're comfortable doing. And as we all know, a lot of people have a fear of public speaking.
Mm-hmm. True, true.
But if you are okay with it, you can talk to any local associations, anything that you are involved with. A lot of times have conferences and you can speak there. Hospitals are sometimes looking for people. I know at the local... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I was going to say medical schools as well, but...
Yeah. Right.
Okay. At the libraries, too, mm-hmm. they'll have guest speakers come in. And that's a great way. Again, if you are comfortable with public speaking.
Right, but let's say...
But keep in mind...
But if you want to get comfortable, here's a couple of suggestions on getting comfortable.
Okay.
I just... saw recently where they had people reading books, you know, just reading books to dogs at shelters. So it gets you used to talking out loud, and there will be an occasional human that walks by, but you're reading a book to a dog, basically. Okay, so you're interacting, and you're okay. getting used to hearing your voice out loud. And like I said, there will be humans walking by, and if you're not too embarrassed, you know, you might turn and smile and read to them, and it kind of breaks the ice a little. Or you might try speaking at groups of younger people, like Girl Scout groups or Boy Scout groups, something like that.
And I think younger people would be it would be harder.
No, I think you could tailor it differently.
Okay.
I think it would be more fun.
It would be very hard reading to dogs at a shelter because we would be wanting to take all those dogs home.
Yeah, we would have trouble at a shelter. All right, go ahead, Ron.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Okay, no, that's some good advice. I would also add that if you are going to speak, have a clear outline of what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm. That always helps.
That makes it go a lot easier versus trying to remember mm-hmm. or, you know, don't worry, I got this. Mm-hmm. And then you're fudgling between what you want to say, or you've got to go back.
Right.
Have a clear outline of what you're going to want to communicate to people. Mm-hmm. Also anticipate questions, because if you're speaking, and again, not necessarily to, you know, a younger audience or what have you, but a lot of times after you're done talking, people are going to want to follow up with questions. Mm-hmm. So anticipate questions and how you might respond to them. And it's also helpful to have different resources for the questions, maybe links to what you're talking about or different organizations where people can go to get more information. So just anticipate that ahead of time, and that should make it easier when you are speaking to people.
Good, okay. Good advice.
Great advice.
If you wanted to write a book about your healthcare experience, yes. What I recommend is to start out by writing just a little bit every day, and don't edit while you're writing. Just make a couple of notes, like a blog or like a diary, just in a notebook, just take a couple of notes every day. And then after a while, you end up with a book. Use the read aloud feature on a word processing program if you want to just talk instead of writing, right?
Well, that would be like Dragon Speaks.
Oh, okay.
But then when you have a goodly amount of written work to help you edit, self-edit, if you click read aloud, it'll read your text back to you, and you'll pick up on mistakes that you might gloss over when reading it to yourself.
Okay, all right. I understand that.
Okay.
And you might want to use the grammar correcting program.
And actually, and speaking of that, and what Ron was saying earlier about the library, they might have resources there too, or your local community college might have assistance with, English teachers that will help you grammar and fact checked or edit. Right. Or there's lots of editors online, but we're trying to talk about doing things without investing your own money.
Right. You could join an online or a local writing group.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are these things.
Yes, lots of them.
You could join a memoir writing group on social media platforms.
And I think that's what you did, right? You joined a Facebook.
Several yes. of them on okay. Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Include all of your senses when you're writing. So in other words, it draws people in when you can say, I was drinking a crisp, cool, refreshing Snapple zero sugar.
And the peach tasted like, you know, a peach, summer yeah, breeze.
Yeah, it exploded in my mouth when mm-hmm. I was, okay, anyway.
Yeah.
So use your senses.
But this is not a paid endorsement for Snapple. We
oh,
must
right.
say that.
No, right. no. We.
But no. it helps. It helps draw the audience in when you use all of your senses when you're writing.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
She says that she's...
Yeah, there was an audible gulp.
An audible gulp.
Another way, I guess, it'd be to do interviews, mm-hmm. Which you guys are going to be going through that yourselves.
Right.
Your local newspaper. The hospitals always have newsletters out there, so that's another avenue to pursue. Any associations that are, what would you say, condition specific?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have social media, so that's another place to look at. And also alumni newsletters.
Oh, that's a
or,
good
or
one.
Or college newspapers, right, too, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. great advice. And make sure that before... or I guess as part of the process, you want to make sure you get your details written down. So you want a chronology of events, you know, when did you have this procedure, that procedure. You want to make sure that you spell terms correctly as
oh, right.
part of the editing process. And then maybe also include the common name and description of these terms. And then quote any sources that you use. If you want to use, you know, statistics or something, make sure you quote and annotate and... footnote those sources.
Okay. And to follow up with what Lita was talking about earlier with mm-hmm. her crisp drink, show, don't tell, show.
Okay.
An example, and this is very generic, mm-hmm. you know, I had a hard day. Well, okay, you did, but, you know, how does this sound?
Mm-hmm.
I woke up late this morning because I accidentally set my alarm for 6 p.m. instead of 6 a.m. Then I drove out of my garage right over a nail on the side of the highway in the freezing rain. I changed a flat tire and accidentally stepped on a fire ant hill.
I'm sorry. I've done that.
So have I. But it was getting something out of the back of the car.
Oh, my God. Okay. I love that.
Yeah, and oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, no.
By the time I got to work, I was shivering, dripping wet, and covered in tiny red, itchy bumps.
That's much now, better than I had a hard day.
Yeah, a little bit more descriptive.
And that's just you walking into work.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Can you picture the rest of the day? I love that.
What did the Marines say? We do more before 9 a.m.?
Yep.
This would be a long day.
Yeah. Right. Good. Good suggestion on... using descriptive
show,
words.
Not to tell.
Show, not to tell. Yeah. Right.
Paint a picture.
Yes.
Right. Paint exactly. a picture. There you go. Be a Monet. The potential benefits of writing
mm-hmm.
or sharing your story.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help you work through some issues. It'll make sense of some issues.
Right.
Sometimes laying it all out for yourself, you might discover things that you didn't know about your condition, and it'll help you in the long run.
And I think there might be a potential downside as well.
We found that out.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming reliving events, especially painful events that can be very stressful. And we found that we needed weekly counseling just to help us get through the process. So that's what worked for us. Benjamin Franklin,
yes.
okay, kind of was self-taught in terms of writing. So he would look to, he would read a lot, and then he would, you know, read a passage, and then he would rewrite that passage, and then he would rewrite that passage in prose, And then he would try to form his own passage using like that structure. So like read books that you like and ask yourself, what is it that I like about this book? And I think one example that we wish we would have followed is Meg Cabot. We recently were listening to an audiobook version of one of her books, and we just loved how she told all of her stories with a sense of humor. And at the beginning, her very first chapter was an explanation as to why she was writing it and an apology to her family. And it was written with a lot of forethought, and we did not do that.
No.
And so we kind of regret that, but
yeah. Next book.
Yeah. So you might want to read and then find, you know, what books you really like in the style. You know, do you like it because they are showing and not telling? Do you like it because of the descriptions? Do you like it how they have everything organized? Is it chronological? Is it, I can't think, but it's...
Because we've got...
There's different styles. Right. Is it a hero's journey? You know, like, just, you might want to...
And this way you can mimic that and not rewrite... What do they say?
Rewrite the book?
Yeah, no.
Reinvent the wheel?
Yeah. So in other words, you could just mimic somebody else's writing style if you like it.
The style. And not the actual words.
Yeah, don't plagiarize.
No, but you know, like you might want to look at. We looked at Typhoid Mary, a biography of Typhoid Mary, as our example when writing her memoir. Maybe that wasn't the best choice, but that's what we used.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as like having the pictures in the middle, and
this is why we've got. We're at 2 million instead of 600,000. All right.
No, we're at 600,000.
Well, I think that's a great start for our listeners to understand how to share their story. And mm-hmm. we will include many links and more information about this topic on our website.
And there is a national program where they help you write a book in a month.
Okay.
And it has, you know, local groups that can help support you
and
other resources.
All right.
And then maybe even on our website, we'll have a link on how you can purchase our memoir that my mother, Lita, and I wrote. It's called Lita and Jean, Memoirs of Two Generations of Military Women. And it talks about our journey, and not only our health journey, but our journey in the military. And And thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, just maybe Dominic, Jack, and I should write a book.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
A Guy's Guide to Health.
I love it.
Or perhaps, this is probably more apropos,
yeah. mm-hmm.
Surviving the Pod. How does that sound?
I like that.
Surviving the Pod.
Uh-huh.
A behind-the-scenes look at the trials and tribulations of podcasting.
I love that.
Yeah. You could tell all about how hard it is working with us.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to reading both of those. And maybe you guys can go around the country interviewing podcast hosts and the production staff about their personal experiences and trials and tribulations and make it an anthology. I love it.
Yep. I'll get right on that.
In your free time when you're sleeping?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions or comments, we're going to pass on that right now. If you have any questions or comments related to today's show, drop us a line at podcastdx@yahoo.com. Visit our website, podcastdx.com. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, or Instagram.
And Instagram. Yeah. Like us everywhere.
Everywhere that you
yes.
go.
Yes.
We're likable.
We are.
And if you have a moment to spare, take time to volunteer. It'll make a difference in your life and the lives of those around you. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This is a podcast. We are not healthcare providers. We are not your healthcare provider. Your health and wellness are important to us. We want you to know that we care about you. But always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions or concerns you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.